Otto, why didn't you run? Otto, stunned and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that 44 gun?
Well, he stepped in a pawn shop a rainy day, had him a quarrel with a clerk named Gray, pulled him a pistol, struck him a blow. This is how the story goes.
Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done then gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that 44 gun?
Well, they hunted him down and denied him bail, carried him back to a dungeon cell. They locked him up, but it done no good. They couldn't hold the man called Otto.
Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's dumped and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that 44 gun?
He rambled around away out west. In a poker game he got shot through the chest. They carried him back but he couldn't go free. They took him away to the penitentiary.
Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that 44 gun?
Well, he was a man who would not run. He always carried a 44 gun. He loved the women and he hated the law, but he just wouldn't take nobody's jaw.
Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that 44 gun? Otto, why didn't you run? Otto's done dead and gone. Otto, why didn't you run when the sheriff pulled out that 44 gun? Otto, why didn't you run?
Few real good chorus people. That one.
Thank you, Grant.
We need that low end now and again.
Where's our? Okay. Old time Christian. Okay. We're going to close out with one of our favorite gospel tunes. This is one we found in an old shaped note hymnal. A tune called "Old Time Christians." Everything, and I'm happy now to say there's nothing like religion in the old-fashioned way. I'm walking in a brand new way, and I want the world to know that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know.
I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in a grand old highway, telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know.
So bright since I got bright, I sing, I pray, I shout. All my burdens have been lifted, since the Savior called me out. I'll sing His praise both far and near as I travel here below. I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know.
I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. There's nothing like an old-time Christian with a Christian love to show. I'm walking in a grand old highway, telling everywhere I go that I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know. Christian, Lord, and any I'd rather be an old-time Christian, Lord, than anything I know.
Thank you very much, folks.
You've been a great audience. Thank you.
Yeah. We do not have tapes or anything like that to sell.
I'm from Miami, and I've got a little song here about a place down in Miami called the Barnacle. This place was built about 100 years ago by Commodore Ralph Monroe, and he named it after the barnacle, the little critter that you find on the bottom of your boat, and that thing is hard to get loose, and so is that house. Somebody knows about barnacles. Barnacle, his profession is crustacean. He's about as tough as he can be. One thing about crustaceans, they got a lot of patience when they find a place they like to be. And if you've got a boat down by the water, chances are that you have scraped a few. And you wonder how they hold so tightly. I think about it nightly. Still in all, I haven't got a clue. It's what the barnacle do. What the barnacle do. I know you know that it's true. What the barnacle do. Hey, I don't know. They got strong little hands. They got sticky old tongue. Super glue glands. And they really don't care if we don't understand me and you. What the barnacle do. Now Commodore built his house down by the water, and he surely built that place to stay. Built with time and patience, built for those occasions. Storms would come and try to blow his house away. And now the wind, it blew real hard in 1900, in 26 again in 92. Each time something held it, stuck like it was welded. That house was standing solid when the winds were through. Like a barnacle do. Like a barnacle do. I know you know that it's true. Like a barnacle do. Hey, I don't know. They got strong little hands. They got sticky old tongue. Super glue glands, and they really don't care if we don't understand me and you. It's what the barnacle do. Now developers see land down by the water, and they see an opportunity. One day they'll try to take her, build barnacle skyscrapers, all the while be telling us it's just how things should be. But the barnacle's been standing here 100 years, and I bet it will see 202. All this house and those crustaceans really are close relations. Seems to me it just might be this house knows how to do. Like a barnacle do. Like a barnacle do. You know that it's true. Like a barnacle do. Hey, I don't know. Hey, I don't know. Hey, I don't know. Do you? What the barnacle do?
Thank you. A little prop here for the next song. Anybody know what this flag is? Yes? The new Puerto Rican flag. That is incorrect, sir. You got one more guess. Oh, okay. There we go. There we go. Yeah. There's some people from the museum there, aren't there? Ah.
That's right. This flag was the first flag of the state of Florida. It flew over the Capitol of Florida at the inauguration of the first governor in 1845 for one day, and it was never officially adopted by the legislature. Now, how different Florida history might have been if we had adopted this flag with its motto, "Let Us Alone." Now, as far as I know, we do know that the 27 stars in the American flag here, you got one for the brand new state of Florida. I'm not sure anybody knows what those colors mean. Does anybody know what those colors mean? Nope. Nobody knows what the colors mean. And I don't think anybody's totally sure what "Let Us Alone" means, but I took a little artistic license here and supplied what I think is the answer. This is a sing-along, so feel free.
Let us alone, let us alone. We're doing fine on our own. Let us alone, let us alone. Oh, we're doing okay, we gotta stay this way. Hey, let us alone. A flag flew over Florida for the first and only day, on the day the state of Florida joined the USA. It had stripes of many colors, and these three words were sewn on the first state flag of Florida: let us alone. Let us alone, let us alone. We're doing fine on our own. Let us alone, let us alone. Oh, we're doing okay, we want to stay this way. Hey, let us alone. And now the old Tequesta Indians were the first to sing this song. They were living here quite happily when the Spanish came along. And now they didn't speak any Spanish, but if the Spaniards there had known, oh, what they said in their own language, it was, let us alone. Let us alone, let us alone. We're doing fine on our own. Let us alone, let us alone. Oh, we're doing okay, we want to stay this way. Hey, let us alone. Now I grew up in Florida, and although I'm not that old, I've seen the Keys and the Everglades quickly being sold. Now the islands, glades, and the animals can't say this on their own, so we'll have to say it for them now. Let us alone. Let us alone. Let us alone. We're doing fine on our own. Let us alone. Let us alone. Oh, we're doing okay, we want to stay this way. Hey, let us alone. And now I think we need a symbol, something everyone can see. And I kind of like that old striped flag, I hope that you agree. Write a letter to your senator, call him on the phone. Say, bring back that flag, the one that says, let us alone. Let us alone. Let us alone. We're doing fine on our own. Let us alone. Let us alone. Oh, we're doing okay, we want to stay this way. Hey, let us alone. Doing okay, we want to stay this way. Hey, let us alone.
Estimated that in 40 years, if we don't do something about it, the Everglades will be a Malaleuca desert. So what can we do about it? Well, we can sing loud on the chorus, which goes like this.
Malaleuca, 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 Luca, Luca, what do you see? Nothing but the Malaleuca, Mala, Malaleuca, the ubiquitous paper tree.
You're not going to save the world unless you sing louder than that. This song has two hard words in it. It has Malaleuca. Can you say Malaleuca? Malaleuca. Yeah, that's good. And it's also got ubiquitous. Ubiquitous. That's pretty good. Now, this is the only song in the English language with both of those words in it, and you have an opportunity to sing it right here today. So don't pass up the opportunity.
Malaleuca, 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 Luca, Luca, what do you see?
Nothing but the Malaluca, Malaluca, the ubiquitous paper tree. Very good. When I was in elementary school, we had to learn all the names of the Florida trees. We'd recite them in turn. Now the years have gone by and it's easier to learn their names, because the names of the Florida trees are all the same. Sing them with me now. Malaluca, 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 Luca, Luca, what do you see? Nothing but the Malaluca, Malaluca, the ubiquitous paper tree. Dr. Gifford brought the Malaluca tree from Australia. I don't think that he knew that we would live to rue the day. We've got Malaluca multiplying, crowding out the local flora. And in every direction that you look, you just see more, 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 more. Malaluca, 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 Luca, Luca, what do you see? Nothing but the Malaluca, Malaluca, the ubiquitous paper tree. You can't cut them, you can burn them, or drive through them in your 4x4. Yes, this Malaluca tree is a problem that we can't ignore. But there doesn't seem to be a thing to do except to say, I wish we could send the Malaluca back to Australia. Yeah, everybody now. Malaluca, 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 Luca, Luca, what do you see? But the Malaluca, Malaluca, the ubiquitous paper tree. One more time. Malaluca, 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 Luca, Luca, what do you see? Hey, nothing but the Malaluca, Malaluca, the ubiquitous paper tree.
Thank you. I got a song here about garbage. Anybody ever been to a place called McDonald's? I see a couple people nodding their heads. You know, in a folk music crowd, you can't get anybody to admit that they've ever been to McDonald's. Contrast that with playing for a fourth grade class where everyone's been to McDonald's. Well, what do you get if you ever were to go to McDonald's, which I know you don't? What would you get if you went there? Big Mac and Friends. Oh, somebody said Arch Deluxe, huh? Boy, they've been promoting the heck out of that, haven't they? Well, you get something else, too. Because in addition to that, in addition to your hamburger comes in a paper wrapper. The paper wrapper goes in a box. The box goes in a bag. You get paper napkins in the bag. You get a paper tray liner. You get a drink, you get a cup, you get a lid, you get a straw, you get a wrapper on the straw. You get salt, pepper, and ketchup, and mustard, and they all come in packages, and what do you do with all that stuff when you're done? You throw it all away. Let's go down to McDonald's, let's get a Happy Meal, at only 2¼. It's really quite a deal. Your hamburger comes in a wrapper, in a carton on a tray. And just as soon as you finished, you throw it all away. You put the wrapper in the package, in the carton, in the bag. Throw it all away. Where do they go? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Where do they stay? Hey, I can't say. I just know we're throwing it all away. You put the wrapper in the package, in the carton, in the bag. Throw it all away. Where do they go? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Where do they stay? Hey, I can't say. I just know we're throwing it all away. Hey, 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 hey. But McDonald's isn't the only place you get a lot of garbage. Been to the grocery store lately? Same thing. Let's go down to the grocery store. The groceries for the week. You know that every single solitary thing we buy is wrapped individually. Even apples come in a package, in a cellophane styrofoam tray. You get your plastic bags at the checkout line, you get a home and you throw them away. You put the wrapper in the package, in the carton, in the bag, throw it all away. Where do they go? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Where do they stay? Hey, I can't say. I just know we're throwing it all away. Put the wrapper in the package, in the carton, in the bag, throw it all away.
Where do they go? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Where do they stay? Hey, I can't say. I just know we're throwing it all away. Hey, 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 hey. Seems like the whole world is filling up with garbage sometimes. So let's go down to the planet Earth, a place that we call home. But we're filling it up, for all we're worth, with plastic and styrofoam. Maybe somewhere out in the cosmos, we'll find another Earth someday. I sure hope we find it soon, because we're throwing this one away. You put the wrapper in the package, in the carton, in the bag, throw it all away. Where do they go? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Where do they stay? Hey, I can't say. I just know we're throwing it all away. You put the wrapper in the package, in the carton, in the bag, throw it all away. Where do they go? I don't know, I don't know, I don't know. Where do they stay? Hey, I can't say. I just know we're throwing it all away. Hey, 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 I just know we're throwing it all away.
Thank you. Yes, it is. You know, I write a lot of songs about Florida, and I really had a desire to write a song which, instead of speaking about one particular part of Florida, a song that had a word to say about every part of Florida. So I wrote this song, and this song has exactly one word to say about every part of Florida. And I hope you enjoy it, and wish me luck before I begin here.
Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa Bay, Volusia, Flagler, Duval, Nassau, Baker, Union, Clay.
Sing along.
Alachua, Bradford, Sumter, Putnam, Charlotte, Lee, Hernando, Citrus, Lake Pinellas, Highlands, Manatee, Jefferson, Washington, Madison, Jackson, Taylor, Marion, Franklin, Martin, Gadsden, Calhoun, Walton, Hamilton, Leon, St. Lucie, St. John's, Columbia, Gilchrist, Levy, Dixie, Suwannee, Gulf, Holmes, Wakulla, Pasco, Hillsboro, Lafayette, Liberty, Osceola, Indian River, Orange, Seminole, Sarasota, Polk, DeSoto, Collier, Monroe, Brevard, Broward, Okeechobee, Glades, Hendry, Hardy, Palm Beach, Dade, and Ocklawaha. Hendry, Hardy, Palm Beach, Dade.
Thank you. Here's a little Miami love song. Because it's a Miami love song, some of the words are in Spanish. If you don't speak Spanish, never fear, because all the words in Spanish are something to eat, specifically desserts. We've got churros, which are little long donuts coated in powdered sugar, flan, which is caramel custard, and jugo de caña, or guarapo, which is the juice of the sugar cane. You just take a piece of sugar cane and some crushed ice and grind it all up together.
Living in little Havana, living where I plan to stay. Living in little Havana, I learned to speak a little Spanish. Stayed living here through all the years when all the other Anglos vanished. Now I like my café con leche, my churros and my flan. But the best thing that's sweet to drink or to eat is that jugo de caña. But really, the reason I like it is Rosa at the cafeteria. I just go down and order one, it's my excuse to see her. Rosa, my darling, how can I tell you how I feel? Ooh, what words in your language will let you know my love is real? Ooh, I tell you, you are the sunset in the sky. You are all the sweet things in my life. You are my churro, you are my flan, you are my chocolate, you are my jugo de caña. The rest of the story is simple. Chico meets chica, and then, you know, we're living in Little Havana, teaching the kid to speak Spanish, 'cause you know in a town like Miami, it gives her a certain advantage. And sometimes when she's sleeping, we'll walk down to the cafeteria, sing her a little lullaby. Do you think she can hear you? Sleep well, my darling. How can I tell you how I feel? Ooh, what words in your language will let you know my love is real? Ooh, I tell you, you are the sunset in the sky. You are all the sweet things in my life. You are my churro, you are my flan, you are my chocolate, you are my jugo de caña. Living in Little Havana, living where I plan to stay.
Let's see, how am I doing on time? I got about two more? 424. Two? Okay. Anybody heard the one about what do you get when you play a country song backwards? You get your wife back, you get your truck back, you get your dog back. What do you get when you play a country song backwards? It's a pretty old joke, you probably already know. What do you get when you play a country song backwards? You get your wife back, you get your truck back, you get your dog back, and that gives me some hope. Won't you play this song backwards? I want to go back in time. If my life were a tape deck, I would hit the rewind. And if you play this song backwards, could be that old joke is true. Erase all of our sorrow, and maybe tomorrow I'd be back with you. I told you how sorry I am that I ran over Rover. When I got out to help him, I should have put the parking brake on. And I'm sorry that the truck rolled down the street off that cliff with you in it. With you both there in traction, I understood your reaction when you said that the romance is gone. But if you play this song backwards, could be we'll go back in time. If my life were a tape deck, I would hit the rewind. And if you play this song backwards, could be that old joke is true. Erase all of our sorrow, and
maybe tomorrow I'd be back with you. Oh, won't you play this song backwards? I want to go back in time. If my life were a tape deck, I would hit the rewind. If you play this song backwards, could be that old joke is true. Erase all of our sorrow, and maybe tomorrow I'd be back with you. Erase all of our sorrow, and maybe tomorrow I'd be back with you.
Thank you. Looking for my mustache. Oh, I misplaced my mustache. You know, I must have put it in my other pants pocket or something. I'm going to do one more for you. I just want to thank all of you for coming out to the festival and coming over here today. This is my 10th year here, and I've enjoyed every minute of every year that I've been here, and it's just a great tradition at this festival, and hope it continues for many years to come. And I plan to be here. I wrote this song on the way back home from the Florida Folk Festival about 7 or 8 years ago, driving on I-75. It is written from the point of view of an armadillo. And this is a sing-along. Coast to the Texas sun, our kind has roamed since time was begun. We've a fearsome legend every one of us knows, all about the place where the grass does not grow, where the legend it tells of birds that fly with a roar in their throat and fire in their eye. And they fly so fast and they fly so low, down in the place where the grass does not grow. Sing oh we oh, sing oh we oh we oh, sing oh we oh, where the grass does not grow. Sing oh we oh, sing oh we oh we oh, it's the graveyard of the armadillo. Now one of our kind on that fateful day, with his fine long snout and his armor of gray, well his fate was sealed when he chanced to go down in the place where the grass does not grow. Well his fear increased with the heavy bird's roar, in his ancestral memory he'd seen this before. He stood transfixed by the eyes of flame, the last thing he saw was the great bird's name. It was Volvo. Sing oh we oh we oh, sing oh we oh, where the grass does not grow. Sing oh we oh, sing oh we oh we oh, it's the graveyard of the armadillo. So armadillos all, wherever you may roam, be careful if you stray from your armadillo home. And teach your children, every one of them should know, beware of the place where the grass does not grow. Sing oh we oh, sing oh we oh we oh, sing oh we oh, where the grass does not grow. Sing oh we oh, sing oh we oh we oh, it's the graveyard of the armadillo. Sing oh we oh, sing oh we oh we oh, sing oh we oh, where the grass does not grow. Sing oh we oh, sing oh we oh we oh, it's the graveyard of the armadillo. Thank you very much.
In South Carolina, there's many tall pines. I remember the oak tree we used to climb. But now when I'm lonesome, I'll always pretend I'm getting the feel of hickory wind. I started out younger at most everything.
the riches and pleasures. What else could life bring? But it makes me feel better each time it begins. It's calling me home, hickory way to find out. The trouble is real in a faraway city with a faraway fear.
I like trending,
but it makes me feel better each time it begins. It's calling me home, hickory wind. It keeps calling me home, hickory.
Thank you.
Want to do Uncle Charlie's song just for fun?
All right. This guitar is my favorite. It sounds the best to me. Some others that I have owned are not around to see. I'll play it now. Play it now. Here it goes. Her fiddle is her golden crown. She plays it like a pro. From early in the breaking day, she's always on the go. Watch her play. Watch her play. Hey! Bass is big and wide, he slaps it with his hand. He seldom gets a chance to play a solo with the band. Let's ask him now, ask him now.
Come on, Thumper.
I'm running, Thumper.
Our band is not so very big, our music's not too loud. We're glad that you asked us to party with your crowd. Let's party now. Party now. Hey! We'll keep right on playing until our strength is gone. Tomorrow you'll remember you partied until dawn.
All night long, you campers.
All night long.
Yeah. All right, thank who's you. Our first person up here today?
They got their instruments out. They look ready.
We have a sign-up list.
Do we?
Back there. And any of you musicians who want to get in line and start...
See the sound, Mandel Weber. He's got the sound list. But these guys look ready. I think we'll call them up. Why don't we call them up?
Right. What's the name?
Last Rites. Well...
Yeah, I can go direct if we can.
Yeah, drop that down just a bit for me.
Yeah, we just need her also back. So
Last Rites.
How many up there are you?
12.
Yeah,
the
12.
Other, the other 9 couldn't make it. What are we starting with? I forgot.
A blues.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Give a nice welcome to Last Rites that are coming up here, folks.
Thank you.
Atta girl. Well, can you plug me in direct or not?
Yeah. Oh, easy. We'll play as long as you want us to play, really. We're shameless.
Why did you tighten that one? What? What? Is that a problem?
Cool.
I can go to...
Works for me.
I can't...
Got the guitar?
Somebody tightened that with their fist.
And that's... This is the vocal mouth. Very good. Get your guitar mic'd.
Yeah, also I need this up higher because of big, somebody tightened that with a...
He's getting your chord, that's what it was. Cool.
Oh, he's getting it. Oh, I had one. A little lower, yeah. Good.
You going direct?
Yeah. No, you don't want me to?
I don't care.
Let's do it.
I thought you were.
Nope.
If you did, I wanted to. Got to plug in the other end or what? Is that one of them?
Well, there are blues that you get from loneliness, and blues that you get from pain.
There are blues when you're lonely for your one and only. There are blues that'll drive you insane.
There are blues that you get from waiting, and the meanest clues you see. They're the kind that I've got on my mind, the ones that are the very meanest kind. They're the blues my naughty sweetie gives to me.
That's blues get from women when you see them going swimming and you haven't got a bathing suit yourself.
There's blues start flickering when you had a lot of liquor and somebody goes and takes more off the shelf.
They're the blues getting waiting on the dock, and the ones get when everything's in hock.
There's the kind of keep you getting in, and that's Kevin fretting every time you hear the meter bump the clock.
And there's the blues if you're trying to keep your uncle Bill from dying, and he afterwards forgets you in his will.
And the blues getting kisses when you're walking with your missus, and another lady shouts,
"Hi, Bill."
But the kind of make you hot, make you really shake and shiver.
The kind of makes you want to end it all in the river.
That's blues my naughty sweetie gives to me. The blues you have when you see him going swimming and you haven't got a bathing suit yourself.
There's blues start flickering when you had a lot of liquor and somebody goes and takes more off the shelf.
They're the blues getting waiting on the dock, and the ones you get when everything's in hock.
There's the kind of kid you're getting in, touch kept threatening every time you hear the meter bump the clock.
And there's the blues when you're trying to keep your uncle Bill from dying, and he afterwards forgets you in his will.
And the blues getting kisses when you walk with your missus, and another lady shouts,
"Hi, Bill."
But the kind that make you hot, make you really shake and shiver.
The kind that make
That's blues, my naughty sweetie, give.
That's blues, my naughty sweetie, give.
That's blues, my naughty sweetie, give to me.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wish I had you in Carrickfergus, only for night in Ballygran. I would swim over the deepest ocean, the deepest ocean. But the sea is wide, and I can't cross over, and neither have I wings to fly. Wish I could find me a handy port. Days are numbered. Come all ye young men.
Thank you.
Went down last October in a pouring, driving rain. The skipper, he'd been drinking, and the mate, he felt no pain. Too close to Three Mile Rock, she was dealt her mortal blow. Then the Mary Ellen Carter settled low. There were just us five aboard her, and when she finally was awash, we worked like hell to save her, all heedless of the cost. And the groan she gave as she went down, it caused us to proclaim that the Mary Ellen Carter would rise again.
Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. For those who loved her best and were with her till the end, will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again.
Well, the owners wrote her off, not a nickel would they spend. She gave 20 years of service, boys, and met her sorry end. But insurance paid the loss to us, so let her rest below. And they laughed at us and said we'd have to go.
We talked with her all winter, some days around the clock. She's worth a quarter million of floating at the dock. And with every jar that hit the bar, we swore we would remain and make the Mary Ellen rise again.
Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. For those who loved her best and were with her till the end, will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again.
All spring now we've been on a barge lent by a friend. Three dives a day and a hard hat suit, and twice I've had the bend. God, it's only 60 feet and the currents here are slow, or I'd never have the strength to go below. But we patched her rents, stopped the vents, stopped patching portals down, fixed cables to her fore and aft, and girded her around. Tomorrow noon we hit the air and then take up this train and watch Mary Ellen Carter rise again.
Rise again, rise again. Let her name not be lost to the knowledge of men. For those who loved her best and were with her till the end, will make the Mary Ellen Carter rise again.
She'd saved our lives so many times, sailing through the gales. And the laughing, drunken rats who left her to a sorry grave, well, they won't be laughing in another day.
And to you, to whom adversity has dealt the final blow, with smiling bastards lying to you everywhere you go, turn to and put out all your strength of arm and heart and brain, and like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again, rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken and life proud to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again, rise again, rise again. Though your heart it be broken and life about to end, no matter what you've lost, be it a home, a love, a friend, like the Mary Ellen Carter, rise again.
Thank you.
Right.
PhD.
Right, as opposed to, they're both lawyers, so. Also, if anyone needs any legal work.
R-I-G-H-T-S.
Come on, let's hear it.
Both lawyers? Whoa, we could have told some good jokes.
I've been up for such a long while. My brains are fried up. My work is piled up. I'm feeling kind of cranky. I just might snap. I guess it's time to take a nap. Oh, if only I could catch a few seas. Give me a hammock between two trees. Or just a few minutes in my recliner. I can't think of anything finer. My jaw's gonna drop. My head starts to nod. I know it's time to rest my bod. So give me a break. I'm at the end of my fuse. I just got to take a snooze. The workaholic life is not for me. My head is frazzled. Can't take the hassle. I'm totally strung out. I just might snap. I guess it's time to take a nap. A few seas, whoa, give me a hammock between two trees, or just a few minutes in my recliner. I can't think of anything finer. My jaw's gonna drop, my head starts to nod. I know it's time to rest my bod. So give me a break, I'm at the end of my fuse. I've just got to take a snooze. Go get 'em, work hard, American dream. I tell you, honey, we all need money. But when you're exhausted, your strength is sapped. You know you've got to take a nap. Oh, if only I could catch a few seas. Whoa, give me a hammock between two trees. Or just a few minutes in my recliner. I can't think of anything finer. My jaw's gonna drop, my head starts to nod. I know it's time to rest my bod. So give me a break, I'm at the end of my fuse. I've just got to take a snooze. Well, God says he'll give his beloved sleep. There's none that's wiser, he's my advisor. So when you're worn out, just might snap. Darling, won't you take a nap? You want to sing along? Oh, if only I could catch a few Z's. Oh, if only I could catch a few Z's. Whoa, give me a hammock between two trees. Or just a few minutes in my recliner. I can't think of anything finer. My jaw's gonna drop, my head starts to nod. I know it's time to rest my bod. So give me a break, I'm at the end of my fuse. I've just got to take a snooze. What? You want to sing one? Okay, come on up. Is it okay with you guys if he sings one? Okay, come on up.
I've had my lunch in my story too. I played with Snoopy. I'm feeling droopy. I'm slowly sinking in Mama's lap. I guess it's time to take my nap. Oh, Mama, please take off my bib. Lay me down now, right in my crib. I've got my very own thumb for sucking. All I need is your gentle tucking. My diaper is fresh, my tummy is full. I feel the Sandman starting to pull. So sing me a song, a lullaby sweet. It's time for me to go to sleep.
We've been out in the car all day. The engine's humming, I feel it coming. I'm dripping drool on my car seat strap. I sure would like to take a nap. Oh, Daddy, please, don't stop the car. Keep on driving, let's go real far. I'm sitting quiet and I'm not screaming. I just got in some really fine dreaming. Don't run out of gas, just keep up the pace. I've got that angel look on my face. So keep moving on, an hour or two, and I'll keep being good for you. Done and the sun is down. I was wired, but now I'm tired. A mommy cuddle would suit me fine. I know it must be my bedtime. Oh, mommy, daddy, time for my kiss. Some just don't wanna miss. I fold my hands and we start our praying. It sure has been a wonderful day. And the light's going out, I'm fading fast. I want this cozy feeling to last. So tiptoe on out and don't make a peep. It's time for me to go to sleep. It's time for me to go to sleep.
Thank you. Now, I used to live down in Fort Lauderdale, where it was a big city, but now we live in Callahan, and it's the country, and I like being a country girl. Now, when we first moved to Callahan, I didn't know about all the strange creatures they had prowling around at night. Well, now, one little word of explanation about where we live. My husband's a preacher, so we live right in the churchyard. Here's the parsonage, and here's the church, but we don't have a graveyard, and I'm real glad about that. Well, anyway, one morning I walked out my back door and I discovered that my lawn had been attacked in the night by some strange creature. And I thought to myself, an enemy has done this. The next morning I went out, it was even worse. Those holes were all over the place. It looked like a little army of munchkins had come and played war games with little hand grenades. Bow, bow, bow. Next morning I went out, it was the last straw. That creature, whatever it was, had gotten close to my garden. Now, I had just planted my garden about 2 weeks before, and I had put in the little lettuce seeds and the little radish seeds and covered them over with the dirt and patted them down, and God had sent the sun and the rain, and the little seeds had sprouted and were lifting their leafy arms to the sky. And I thought, oh no! If that creature, whatever it is, gets near my garden and starts tearing up my lettuce seedlings and my radish seedlings, I'm going to be really mad. So I went to my husband and I said, honey, blast that thing! Late one night, it was after 10, the women watched while two tough men ventured out in the middle of the night to stalk the creature. They took a gun and acted brave. Mama's garden they must save. If they don't, you rat and rave. We gotta get the creature. Dad scanned the yard and fixed his eyes on the enemy of our lives. Tiny eyes and pointed nose, sharpened claws and digging toes. An armored back so smooth and round, finest specimen to be found. Why in heaven would a preacher ever to strike and kill the creature. What do you guys think it was? What do you think it was? Grubs and worms, why couldn't we come to terms? If you would have filled in all your holes, we might have let you live. But no, you dug and fed your face, frustrating the human race. We want to have our pretty lawn, so armadillo must be gone. Ready? Here we go. Gunna named it Shy, hit that creature's underside. Armadillo barely shot, he was scared. Now watch him hop up and down, around a bit. He was getting hard to hit. Dad took aim and met his mark, shot and killed him in the dark. Armadillos, you lay there still and mute. Your digging days are over now. We are gonna put you in the ground. Armadillo, now you've taken your last breath. Your destruction brought on death. You only did what you had to do, 'cause that's the way that God made you. Sorry we had to kill your finely crafted armadillo. 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 Thank you.